MGM Resorts International and Penn National Gaming both made overtures this week to build community support in Springfield. The two casino industry heavyweights are proposing projects in different parts of the city's downtown. Eric Shippers, Senior Vice President of Public Relations for Penn National, said the company will shortly release more details about its plans for an $810 million resort casino in the north end of downtown Springfield.
We are committed to Springfield. For us, it is truly full steam ahead.
Penn National has released an artist's rendering of its proposed resort casino and sketched out the project in broad strokes. MGM has offered a more detailed description of its plans for a resort casino in the south end of downtown Springfield.
We have so many moving parts in our proposal because we're trying to touch as many bases of positive development across the community. As we continue to sign our MOUs and continue to secure our agreements, we're going to be continuing to roll out new details of our plan with the final submission on January 3rd of what's called our Phase 2 application, which provides all the details at that point of our master plan.
Shippers was in Springfield Thursday to announce a donation to the operator of a preschool that was destroyed in last month's natural gas explosion in downtown Springfield. $25,000 was given to Square One from Penn National and a charitable foundation associated with Peter Picknelly, the Springfield businessman who is Penn National's local partner. MGM has also made several community donations, and this week it offered to help finance improvements to Springfield's city parks system. Springfield Parks Director Patrick Sullivan said the five-member Parks Commission voted to enter into negotiations with MGM.
The Park Commission is receptive and open to discussing ideas with MGM on these three areas, but in no way does their agreement of that endorse their plan over another plan.
Ameristar Casinos announced a week ago that it was giving up its pursuit of a gambling license in Massachusetts. The company, almost a year ago, had purchased a former industrial site on Springfield's east side for $16 million, and just a few weeks ago staged an elaborate unveiling of plans for a $900 million development. Holyoke, the late entry into the Western Massachusetts casino sweepstakes as a result of Mayor Alex Morse's stunning reversal on the issue, is taking steps to review proposals from developers. The mayor plans to announce appointments Monday to a community committee. The Holyoke City Council President, Kevin Jourdain, is also hoping to establish an ad hoc casino committee.
Citizens, unfortunately, don't have the opportunity to ask questions of the mayor and have him have the authority to actually get answers. City Council does have that authority under our charter. And so we can ask him and anybody else that's involved with this to give us this information, to get it out in front of the public.
Casino projects have been proposed in Holyoke at a golf course and an outdoor concert venue, both along Interstate 91. Mayor Morse this week sent letters to his municipal counterparts in nine cities and towns, inviting them to meet next week to discuss the regional impact of a casino development in Western Massachusetts. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno wrote back suggesting the meeting would be premature since developers have not submitted formal plans. Sarno did not rule out participating in the meeting. East Hampton Mayor Michael Tausnick is going to attend in person or send a representative.
I think if a casino goes in the Pioneer Valley, then all of the cities and towns in the Pioneer Valley are going to be affected, and they need to be able to talk about regional mitigation and what the impacts are.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission has scheduled a series of public meetings next week to work on drafting regulations to govern the casino industry. Casino operators face a January 15th deadline to pay the state a $400,000 non-refundable license application fee. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.